Welcome to Mulberry Academy Woodside's first ever podcast.
Today we're going to be talking about our Year 7 experiences. Hi, my name is Sakiva and I'm in 7E.
My name is Ellie and I'm in 7E.
My name is Hejan and I'm in 7I.
Hi, my name is Philip and I'm in 7I. So guys, what was the piece of work that you are most proud of in Year 7?
I feel really proud of my English work because I've worked really hard since Year 6 to maybe possibly be in Set 1 in Year 8.
I'm really proud of my artwork because my tests, I got really high results and I've achieved so much throughout the year.
I'm really proud about the speech I wrote to become student council.
I'm really proud of writing the speech to become sports council. So Sakiva, what did you get on your art test?
My first art test, I got 49 out of 50, and then the test that we did just recently, I got 46 out of 50.
Very good achievement. Ellie, what did you get?
I got 63 out of 70 on my English test.
Nice.
What did you do to achieve those good results?
I mean, I revised a lot, and I just think when you put in a lot of hard work, it really pays off, and I think, yeah, it really showed.
Very interesting.
Has anyone here done any extracurricular activities at school?
Oh yeah, me and Philip went to this cricket club and then after some time, we got selected to go to the biggest cricket stadium in England, in London. And then it was really fun and we had lots of fun. We skipped the whole school day.
Oh yes, I was there too.
I was given the opportunity to go to a kind of library club where you could read and also have snacks as well, and it really helped with my reading because I was at a high level, but then I got even higher because of that club, and I just think that it should be continued and everyone should go to it as well.
I was offered to play for the school football team in a tournament where we came 4th out of 60.
Wow, that's amazing. Recently, I went on a trip to Go 8 with the Year 7s, which I was included in, and it was so fun. I made so many new friends, and it was just a really cool experience. And does anyone else have any interesting trips that they went on?
Yes, actually, recently, me and a few children were chosen to go and watch Harry Potter and the Cursed Child in theatres, and it felt really good because I've always wanted to go since I was really young, and so it just felt like a dream come true. Philip, have you been on any trips recently?
Yes, I have. I recently been on a trip to the Tottenham Hotspur training ground with the school football team, where I got to meet young superstars for Tottenham. Hejan, have you been on any trips that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, yes. Quite recently, I went to meet Queen Camilla with the head teacher, and with my friends, which got selected to go to. It was a really fun experience, and there was lots of people here to celebrate.
Oh yes, I remember when we got the letter to go on that trip, but unfortunately it was on the same day as the trip that I've recently said.
We're in the last week of Year 7. Have you guys thought what you guys want to achieve in Year 8?
Yeah, I've thought of achieving being house captain for my house in Year 8, and yeah, helping out with sports and everything.
I've really been looking forward to doing the Olivia Twist play, which should be happening in December, which we started, but unfortunately we had to push it back so then we could do it next year in Year 8.
Ellie, do you have an official date for that play?
Not yet, but I know that it'll be somewhere around November or December.
I'm definitely coming to watch that. And I think I really want to achieve getting, like, there's actually an upcoming badge. So my friend here, Ellie, she has a bronze praise badge, silver and gold. And I really want to get platinum. And Ellie is climbing the ladders to get platinum. I'm really proud of her. So, yeah, that's what I want to achieve.
How many praise points do you have to get to get platinum?
Ellie, you can answer that one.
I'm not sure. But I haven't got it yet. But I think it is a badge. I'm not sure. But I don't know. But I do have my gold, which I got from 700 praise points.
I didn't even have gold yet. Yeah, I learned platinum.
Thank you for listening to our first ever podcast.
We'll hopefully have another one out soon.
Bye!